Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, who's done me the great favor of not only reporting on the Australian election, but going to Perth, Australia, to report on the Australian election. This is Perth, what will be the headquarters of AUKUS going forward. The ambition of Australia, US, and the UK, and we can anticipate there will be other participants, to construct a nuclear-powered submarine fleet in the naval base near Perth, right down the road from Perth, I'm told, to assert authority in the Indo-Pacific. At the same time, you ask yourself, what's the adversary? The adversary is the People's Republic of China, which is why Perth is the place to speak of these matters. And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, these last weeks, much under attack for his domestic policy, has been emphasizing his foreign policy. I've named one piece of it, AUKUS. That's Scott Morrison's construction, uniting these three countries in a quite clearly bold alliance facing off against the aggression of the People's Republic of China. Well, an example of the People's Republic of China's aggression is the Solomon Islands. Gregory, is this a plus for Scott Morrison that he's been involved in this controversy, first dispatching police authorities when there was rioting, and then watching the Chinese slip in, I guess, late in the afternoon, and make an agreement that does not favor confidence and transparency? Is Scott Morrison being blamed or credited for this tangle?
Well, everybody's pointing fingers, and particularly in this election period, saying that the Australian government under Morrison and under previous prime ministers have not done enough to stabilize Australia's domination of the South Pacific. And it's true. I mean, Australia has mishandled that. It's been paternalistic. It's been lackadaisical about it. It's offered massive amounts of aid to the various Pacific Island countries without much consideration as to what was really needed. So they are really going to have to refocus their thinking on how this happens. But Australia has been particularly helpful to the Solomons over the years. It's provided a massive amount of aid, and when they've had riots and problems, at the request of the Solomons government, Australia and New Zealand have sent in troops and police to salvage the situation, and that's been very successful. As we've discussed before, the reality is that the People's Republic of China, the Communist Party of China, has been offering massive amounts of money to buy the influence of Prime Minister Sogavare. And the first act that they did by offering him a lot of money was to get him to switch diplomatic recognition of from the Republic of China, Taiwan, over to Beijing and the People's Republic of China. Now, that's been fairly successful, but it's part of the PRC's move to push its boundaries further and further south into the Indo-Pacific, from Myanmar and Sri Lanka in the Indian Ocean across to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, and the Solomons. And the next stage will, of course, be to get it to some influence in the Bougainville area. So Bougainville is about to become independent from Papua New Guinea, and that'll be the next target for the People's Republic of China as well. And so what we've got is this has become a hot election issue because the People's Republic of China has pushed its sphere of influence southward, much like in the manner that the Japanese did with the Greater Asia Co-Prosperity Sphere in the late 1930s and early 1940s. And so Australia has to respond to that. And that's why Australia took the initiative to help create AUKUS, Australia, United Kingdom, United States Alliance. One of the election issues in Australia, of course, is the fact that the Labor Party revealed that it had not been consulted by Prime Minister Scott Morrison when it went into negotiations and did the deal with the UK and US to create AUKUS. But the answer to that was, well, the government couldn't trust the Labor opposition because too many of its members, including the deputy leader of the Labor Party, who would be deputy prime minister if Labor won the election, he's had 10 secret meetings with Communist Party of China officials over the last couple of years. And nobody knows what he's been talking about, except that this particular politician, Richard Miles, who's slated to be not only deputy prime minister, but also defense minister in a Labor government. He has been exceptionally soft on the People's Republic of China, basically saying that he would turn around relations between Australia and Beijing. So it's been a really interesting debate. And the Solomons, of course, as you say, is at the center of this.
Headline from ABC News, Australia News. Australia-US-Japan defense exercises expected to increase following China's Solomon Islands Agreement, an agreement we haven't entirely understood as written in stone. But in any event, this looks fresh, Gregory. Japan Yes. now coming forward to join in what you'd have to say is a subset of AUKUS. Is this to be credited to the prime minister in these last days? He has a foreign policy.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And not only that, of course, there's been an emergency meeting of the Quad states, which is US, Japan, Australia and India, which would take place in Tokyo in the next week, in other words, in days after the election. And Mr. Albanese has said that if he's prime minister, he will leave immediately after the election and go to Japan for this Quad meeting. That would leave Richard Miles, the deputy prime minister, as acting prime minister in Mr. Albanese's absence. And Mr. Miles, as we've just discussed, has been very soft on Beijing.
So what we have here is a Labor Party that has, let's say, a nascent foreign policy, and Scott Morrison, who has a developed one. We're going to turn to another part of the foreign policy that's come up in these last days. This ocean, Gregory, has led me to understand the Indian Ocean and putting together with the Indo-Pacific, which is now the way the U.S. thinks about it, is the 21st century ocean basin. This is the one that's developing. India's on it. China's practicing its aggression into it. Southeast Asia, the whole of East Africa under development over these next 100 years. And Australia is well seated to be a voice in the Indian Ocean development or on the defensive because of China's success. We're going to turn to a large and before a couple of weeks ago, peaceful island in the Indian Ocean, Sri Lanka, when we come back. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase